Hello and welcome to New Every Day. What an exciting episode we've got for you today. This is our special guest, Lino Samuel, and he's going to talk to us about the healing of God, the calling of God, the provision of God. You won't want to miss this.
This is New Every Day with Jeff Weston and Lawrence Cruz.
Well, hello, my name is Lawrence Cruz, and Jeff Weston is away this week, but I'm back from vacation and happy to be with you today for New Every Day. We have a very special guest with us today. His name is Lino Samuel, and he's all the way from India. I'll tell you what, we've got lots to talk about. How are you today, Lino?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me in this show.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's so good that you could join us this week. And I know you, and I know you've got a fascinating story about the provision of God. And I can't wait to hear all that God's going to share with us today. But tell us a little bit about yourself. I just said you're from India. That's a big place.
Yes, I'm from India, from the southern part of India. The province name is called Kerala.
Kerala. Yeah. I've heard of that because I went to India and I flew into the city called Hyderabad.
Yeah, it is very nearby. Yeah.
Okay, so that's nearby to Kerala.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Kerala.
Okay, and I've since learned, since we've become friends, that a man that I've listened to, a very well-respected man of God, is from the province of Kerala.
Yeah.
His name is Ravi Zacharias. Is this true?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, are you personal friends with Ravi?
No, I listen to him, and he's a wonderful servant of God.
Yeah, absolutely. And we were talking today, earlier as well, about Thomas.
Yeah.
Didn't Thomas from the Bible, like, isn't it the doubting Thomas?
Yeah, yeah. We have a long tradition called, St. Thomas coming to India. It is very near to my hometown. It's a 1 hour journey from my home. So he came to that province, and that's why, if you look to the southern part of India, we can see that a large percentage of Christian belt is in the southern part.
Okay. And you're one of those men of God who knows Christ as his Lord and Savior. And this is a fascinating journey. Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Your mom and a dad, do you have any brothers or sisters?
Yeah, my mom and dad, I was born in a Christian family, and I have one brother. So my parents raised us up in a Christian faith. And growing up in a Christian family, everything was very mechanical for me, going to the worship service and being part of the church. But I had a personal encounter with the Lord while I was in my 10th grade, where I committed my life for the Lord's service.
Now, for me, and when I was in the 10th grade, I was 15 years of age.
Yeah.
Were you, is that the same?
I was 14 at that time.
Okay, 14. Yeah. Well, I know, because you're smarter than I am. So that would kind of explain. Okay, so really, so at age 14.
Yeah, 14.
You had an encounter with God.
Yeah.
And tell me about that. What happened?
Yeah, the 10th grade has begun, and I want to go to the classes, but suddenly I fell ill, and I was taken to the hospital. There was a sudden shooting up of my temperature in my body, and taken to the hospital. I was there for many weeks, and the doctors were not able to diagnose what is happening with me, and then they transferred me to another hospital, where it's a multi-specialty hospital, where they have every department, and they have been checking up with me, and at the end they found out that my white blood cells count has been going down, and which was affecting my internal organs.
Oh my goodness, when I hear white blood count, like blood cells going down, I'm no doctor, but that's dangerous,
yeah,
isn't
it? Yeah,
that's
dangerous.
And your organs were shutting down?
Yeah, shutting down. And the medicines were not responding in my body, and they do not know what to do. At that time, they called my, at the end, maybe they called my parents. This is what I came to know through my parents, because I was in a critical unit. And so at the end, after talking with the doctors, and then they allowed my mom to come into my room. And so I also felt within myself that I am nearing to the end of my life.
And do you remember that as a 14-year-old boy?
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I can't imagine. That must have, that's probably a terrible feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, and so here you think, God, this is it.
Yeah, this is it. And so I came to realize that my mom was crying over near to my bed and holding my hand. Then that's only few minutes they allowed me, they allowed my mom to come to that room. So mom left, and so there on that bed, I started to cry unto the Lord, Lord, what is happening with my life? And then I started to commit my life to the Lord, and I started to confess my sins and rededicate my life to the Lord. All of a sudden, in the late night, I started to experience the presence of God in my life. And in that hospital bedroom, for many weeks, I have been like in a vegetable. My body became so lean, and I'm at the end of my life, where completely on the liquid food. There, on that night, as I was praying to God in a very supernatural way, I started to experience the presence of God in that room.
Okay. Oh my goodness. I am fascinated. Here we're talking about the provision of God, but we're hearing about something so much with so much depth about a healing of the Lord, I'm understanding.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
healing is also a provision of God.
Well, there's a provision of God, and it certainly is. And so, yet there's so much more to your story. But this is fascinating. So, Lino, you cry out to God in a dedication of everything that you are to the Lord.
Yeah.
And His presence visits you.
Yeah, yeah. This is the prayer I made. Lord, if you are giving me a life, I will serve you for the rest of my life.
Oh, my goodness. And so what happened?
So I started to experience the presence of God in that room. And slowly my body started to respond, shiver with the heavy presence of God, which I was experiencing. Like an electric shock, something the heavy that was passing throughout my body. And so there I experienced a great healing, and for weeks I have been lying on the bed. On that moment, I was able to sit on that bed, and the nurses were very much surprised.
So in one encounter
one night,
after weeks of being like declining, you're sitting up on the bed.
Yeah, and the nurses were very much surprised what is happening with me. And the early morning, they took my blood and for the routine checkup. So they went, and they was very much shocked by seeing within one night the medicines were not responding on my body. Within one night, what happened to this guy?
So they did blood work, and were there some results? What were they saying?
They were saying that there was a sudden shoot up of white blood cells that had happened to your body, and it is just what an average person needs, and that is your blood count now.
So everything came back to normal.
Yeah, everything came back to normal.
Now, did you feel good all of a sudden, or did it take you a time to get better, or was it just like overnight? I want to go home now?
Just overnight.
Incredible. That is incredible. At the age of 14?
Age of 14.
And so you made a commitment to the Lord
that
you would give, you'd be all in.
Yeah.
Lord, my life is yours.
Yeah.
Did you honor that commitment?
Yeah, I honored that commitment. I went back to the school, and they told me that now this time, because you lost many of the classes, you cannot write, because the Indian culture is very much shame-oriented culture. They don't want to bring shame on the school. So if one person no, fail in the examination, board examination, that will be an embarrassment for the school.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but I insisted that, no, the Lord has touched me and healed me. I'm ready to go. I just want to serve the Lord. That was really deep in my heart. This is the life God has given me, and I just want to serve the
Lord. Do you think that God not only healed you physically, but is it possible, like, did he do something in your spirit, like to solidify a calling as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is, so that's what I'm hearing you say. It's like, okay, Lord, I'll commit you. But he said, okay, I'll take you up on this.
Yeah, yeah.
And he deposited something in you that there's a hunger. And I believe that hunger is still real today, isn't
it? Yeah, that's true.
So you were 14. Now, do you mind me asking, what's your age now?
I'm turning 30 on this month.
30? Well, and a happy birthday to you this month. Okay, so we're talking, we're talking like a 15-year journey. So just about 15, 16 years for you saying yes to the Lord, I'm all in. And your passion to follow his will is as strong today as it was that time.
Yeah.
So I'd be very interested in hearing about your journey. What happened? So you went back to school.
Yeah, I went back to the school and I wrote the examination. I got a good grade by the grace of God.
The school wasn't shamed.
Yes.
Okay, so you made them look good. That's good.
Yeah. Then I came to know that, no, I can do my 11th and 12th, the secular studies and the theological studies together. In one of the, that is one of the Baptist seminars college back in another province, which is known as Karnataka. They are providing that. They have the secular school and theological school, so they are providing that kind of an
education. Okay, this is fascinating. So you're so serious about it that you finish your high school, and at the same time, you also you start your theological training.
Yeah.
Like, that's incredible. Well, friends, we're here with Lino E. Samuel from India, the province of Kerala, and he's got a wonderful story of the provision of God. We'll be right back with more from Lino after this.
Stick around for more from New Every Day.
For a limited time, get your hands on limited edition shirts from the Category 5 TV Network. These high-quality shirts are manufactured by Teespring, a fundraising website, and your purchase will help support the shows we produce. Get yours today and send us your pictures to be featured on the corresponding show. Visit cat5.tv/shirts to support us and get your official network shirt today. cat5.tv/shirts.
Hi, we're back with Lino Samuel. Oh, you've hooked me in from the first half of this episode about the provision of God, but it could be called the healing of God. It could be called the call of God. Yeah. All of it's intertwined. Lino, what an exciting testimony you have.
Yeah.
Of course, our God is an exciting God, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's amazing what he will do with anyone who says, Lord, I mean it. You asked me to follow you. You said to me in your word, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
Yeah.
And Lord, you promised to all of us who abandon to you with everything that we are, that you would have your perfect will in our lives. And we're thankful, Lord. I bless you who you're all in too. Be encouraged today. We're with you. We're on your team. We're excited to pray with you about God's best and riches for your life too. It's great.
Yeah.
So Lino, we talked about low blood count, like white blood cells and a miraculous healing.
Yeah.
And then pursuing, and you were in grade 11 and 12, or however you say it.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were pursuing theology at the same time?
At the same time.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, it was a wonderful journey. Like, morning I have the theological education, afternoon till evening I have secular education. So this has been combined together, and it was a Baptist mission who has been doing that for a long time in that province.
Okay, so your school would allow that to happen?
Yeah, our board, that board, in that province would allow them to happen. So
they weren't worried about that, you know, that reputation
no,
thing?
Like, they are not, because they have a great fame of that college, because one of the missionary has started that and has produced a lot of graduates who are in the top level in the government sector and almost all other fields.
Really? Yeah. So even people outside of the church recognize this theological college as a good place?
Yeah.
For learning.
Yeah,
and
for a learning and
education. Well, isn't that great? It sounds like the church is affecting the culture.
How
cool is that? Oh, okay, so now, was the workload heavy?
Like, yeah, the workload was very heavy because I have to maintain both the theological studies and a lot of work to do. But God has really honored me in that campus. Like, almost all the secular subjects, I have got the Academic Excellence Award and in the theological field too. That is why when we commit our life to the Lord, it's the Lord who is taking care of us and leading us forward, and He will really honor us.
Yeah. Praise God. You live this, Lino. I know that as I've gotten to know you. I love this. I love who you are.
Yeah.
I love you, and I love this part thank of you. Who you are. You're welcome, sir, and thank you. It's just so good to meet someone who's all in and to rest in the provision of the Lord. How beautiful this is. So how did you do? How did you do in your 11th and 12th year in the theology?
I did well, and I have graduated from there and with the good grades, and all my teachers were very, very much happy about me, and they were telling me that, you can excel in your studies and get to the, within short period of time, do as much as education you can. Yeah. That's the way how our culture works.
Right.
And so they were encouraging me there in that level.
Good. And congratulations. You did
thank
well.
You. Yeah.
And so your mom and dad, they were happy, obviously?
Yeah, they were very happy about it. Yeah.
Great.
So they were one of the things that they were present while I was receiving all these Academic Excellence Award for all the department, like sociology, history, and everything. So they were there, and they were so happy about it.
Boy, and now I know you, and it sounds to me like God was preparing you too for a future, because you've got these subjects you just talked about that you did well in. What was your next step after tell me, is it high school, do you call it?
That's high school, and so from there I have graduated, and I went back to my province, and I was waiting upon what to do, whether I have to go for the theological education, or because I felt the need. It was just an associated biblical studies, just covering almost all the, it is very much related to the biblical studies, studying the Word of God and everything. So I felt the need that I need more training. So I was waiting upon the Lord, and then Lord brought a servant of God who has just graduated from a Bible college, and he was going to pioneer a mission in somewhere near to my province, and so he invited me, and I became part of that.
Oh, wait a second. So you mean a minister invited you to come and partner with him in ministry?
Yeah.
Okay, and did I get this? You said you went back to your province.
Yeah.
Did you go away for school? So, away from your family?
Yeah, away from my family.
And how old?
14 years. 14 years.
Oh, my goodness. I missed that part. Okay, because I'm like, what? You came back. Just a second. Okay, so that's incredible. So you're studying grade 11 and 12 in theology at the age of 15. You start this away from your parents.
Yeah, away from my parents.
And that was a two-year journey?
Yeah, two-year journey.
Okay, so now you're what, 17?
17.
You've come back home saying, I think I need more training.
Yeah.
And this missionary guy or a church planter or whatever he is says, I want, and you joined him in ministry.
Yeah, I joined him.
Oh my God. Well, what'd you do? How did that, what, this is fascinating.
It was so tough, I would say, that being in the mission field when you start a pioneer work, especially back in my country, it's just a developing country. So the things were very much minimal, and the society were very much hostile. And as we reach with the gospel message, but we had the opening, and there is a church right now which is growing, and we have almost 200 people attending that church, which has been pioneered.
Today in 2018?
2018.
These like 15 years later?
Yeah, 15 years
like
later.
Like 13, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And you were the pioneers?
Yeah, pioneers.
How does that feel to know that there's 200 believers worshiping the Lord today?
It's amazing. We do not know, even if it is small effort from our side, when we take by faith and we put the seed, God is the one who produce the fruit, right? So yes. We are just sowing the seed, and it was so wonderful to see that a very lively congregation, I would say, worshiping the Lord in truth and spirit.
That excites me listening to this story. Now, you mentioned something about sowing seed, and you mentioned something about opposition.
Yeah.
Tell me, what did you do? Because you're with this man and maybe others as well.
Okay. Yeah, with this man, we used to have a morning prayer walk, which we used to surround the places and just pray for the families. And as we pass by the two houses, which are just on the way, we just bless them and we pray that, Lord, let them know the love of Christ Jesus. That's what we did. And then we went with some of the messages, the tracts we call, like the messages. And we just, if sure. somebody is hearing, willing to listen to it, we share the gospel with
them. Now, did you go and knock on their doors?
Yeah, knock on their doors.
Oh, you would? Just, yeah. Hey, how are you?
Yeah, how are you?
And before you're knocking, and even maybe as you're talking, you're praying.
Yeah.
Before and during.
Yeah. So what we used to do is that, we pray when we go for the morning walk, we pray for, and when we feel that there is a leading of the Spirit within ourselves, we go to those houses and just knock at their door.
So you wait until the Lord.
Yeah.
Gives you a prompting.
Yeah, prompting.
And did you find that was helpful?
Yeah, that was very helpful. Because there will be some, I think so, if my memory is right, there was one family which was going through some tough time in their life, and they were thinking of ending up their life. And we were there just knocking up their door and sharing this wonderful message of hope to their life. And so they embraced the Christ. And they came, they were the first, I think, yeah, they were the first who came to our church.
So you're this young teenager,
yeah,
and God leads you to a family that's thinking it's time to end it all.
Yeah, end it all.
I can't wait. I'm so glad you're going to be with us for another episode. But yeah. in the short time that we've got left,
yeah,
why don't we talk to our viewers? Maybe there's somebody here listening today who feels like this life isn't worth living.
Yeah.
Could you? What would you say to them today, Lena? Would you speak to them?
No, God will bring in our life into. God will lead us into different situations or circumstances in our life, and I believe that any crucial situation that you face in your life, it is an opportunity to meet and experience the love of God in your life, and which I have seen in my ministry. Those people who are very hopeless in their life, and Jesus Christ is the one who can give true hope into your life and to carry on in your life. He will give you the strength to push on in that difficult circumstance.
So should we ask him? Do we invite him? What do we do? How do we get him to be the one that does that, Lena? What would we do?
Just pray to God, a simple prayer. You don't have to have a big theological jargons you have to put in that prayer. Just pray to God, Lord, this is what I was facing in my life. Lord, you are a living God. Come to my life. This is the situation which I am facing, and I have heard that nothing is impossible to God. I truly believe that. Lord, here I am, giving my circumstances and giving my life into thy hand. Lord, come into my life.
Praise God. Lino, thank you so much for sharing the first part of an amazing calling, a healing from Almighty God and His provision just the same. God bless you, everyone. We'll see you again next week.
Catch a new episode of New Every Day every Friday morning at neweveryday.tv. We're also on Roku, Kodi, Plex, YouTube, Google Play Music Podcasts, and Facebook. Or if you're in Southern California, tune in every Sunday morning at 6:30 on KBVB-TV, Channel 33, television for the high desert.